Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
An Erio's original.
Welcome to another episode, the last episode of Let's Talk About Bachelor in Paradise with me, your host, Lydia Greengrass de Avila-Dejo. It's been quite the adventure, I will tell you that. It's been quite the adventure. I'm going to be honest, I'm exhausted, and that's not just because I'm getting over some sort of sinus infection. I'm exhausted because my good friend Karen Mitchell has been quite the albatross. I feel a sneeze, but it's not. Is it? Will it come or will it won't? Will it come or will it stay? Like that song. Will it stay? Will I stay or will I go? Will I stay? What is that song? Will I stay or will I go? Will I stay? Will I stay or will I go? What is that song? It is though a faint memory in my mind. My friend Karen, I'm lying down. I'm just a little exhausted. Usually I come in guns a-blazin' or knives a-blazin'. But today I'm just a little tired because, after all these weeks of taking on this show, which is about young people finding love, and though it is a beautiful thing, it does take a lot out of me. But the more important thing is that my friend Karen Mitchell has been missing, and in a huge turn of events, I received a call from her, and I was not there to take the call. If you must know, it was because I was, it was the 1 hour. I usually have my phone right near me, but my husband Alessandro said, why don't you just go take a bath? Because he saw that there was, a dimness in my eyes at the onset of this infection. And so he said, why don't you go take a bath? And he said, leave the electronics out, outside of the bath. And it is quite a miracle that, it's not, he wasn't saying it as though to say, don't bring the toaster in the bathtub, because the electronics can't, if I drop my phone in there, it's not going to do anything. But he was saying, just take some time off. And doesn't it just go to show that the moment I take the time off is the moment that Karen reached out, and I have her message for us here. And there are some revelations in it. I can't say that I'm not still... there's a couple things that did. Well, let me play it for you. And we can see, where we are together. And of course, I do want to get to talking about Bachelor in Paradise, the last episode where the couples, some of them broke it off. And, it wasn't much of a surprise, who ended up together and who didn't. But still, it was a lovely thing to see these young couples. But as I said, I'm kind of, I'm exhausted. Inside and out. And that, but it has nothing to do with Paradise. But let's listen to the message, and I'll just put it up right here. And this is Karen.
Lydia, hi, it's Karen. I just checked my phone for the first time it was dead, and I cracked the screen, and it's been an entire saga, but Brett and I are trying to work it out. I'm sitting here now at a Verizon store. We finally pulled off the road and found one, and this, you know, there's a few people ahead of me in line, but they were able to temporarily let me get a charge on it, so I'm able to give you a call. But listen, I'm fine. I don't know what the whole hullabaloo is about. I have 25 voicemails from you and Shauna, and I'm sorry I didn't check in. You know, it's been a lot. The last couple of years have been a lot, and I just needed to do something for me, because everyone is always taking, and I just needed a minute to go and do my own thing, and I am 100% fine. I'm with Brett. Brett is a man I met online. He's very, very nice. He works in finance. He owns a Winnebago, and we've been driving around in the Winnebago. I forgot my charger, and it's old, so he doesn't have a UCB outlet. He just has a... Anyway, the cords wouldn't work, and I couldn't figure them out. So, and I do see on my text log that you received one text from me, and that was a question mark, and I do not know how that happened because my phone has been dead. So that is a little eerie. I don't know if it's the government listening in or someone got a hold of it, but that is actually a little bit scary because my phone has been dead. But you know what? I'm not going to worry about it. Oh, and Lydia, you know, you were asking me about when Shauna was born, and she was born January 5th, and I'll never forget that day as long as I live. It was 72 hours of pushing, and that was a world record, they said. But we're great. Right now we're in the Idaho area, and we've just been taking in all of the sights, and he's a lovely man. You know, he keeps his emotions close. I don't know if it's going anywhere. I've said how I feel. I didn't get a lot back. But Lydia, I have to say, I'm just living in the moment, and that's my prerogative. I'm going to be back by my birthday. I'm planning a big party for myself. Brett's son is in balloons, so we're going to have a big balloon arch. We've already got it in the works. The designs are happening. It's going to be a denim and diamond themes. So start planning your outfits. You can tell Shauna. And please just tell Shauna to stop trying to mother me, because I am doing great and I'm living my best life. And, you know, now she knows how I would feel when she would go out when she was still living at home in college, and I tried to get a hold of her, and I couldn't get a hold of her. And next thing I hear, she's at the all-night diner, you know, eating pancakes, but who knows what she was up to. But I let her have her freedom, and she turned out just fine. And now Mom is going off, and she is having an adventure of a lifetime. And, okay, well, my number's up now. They're going to help me fix this cracked screen. But you should be able to reach me. I've got a charge now on the iPhone. So just tell Shauna to send me a text. I don't know about my service situation, but I'm trying to work it out. I have been able to go on Instagram on Brett's iPad. So I have been seeing what Shauna's been up to. And of course, I love you both, my girls, and just start planning your outfits for my diamond and denim party, because that's going to be whenever I get back. Let's see, what day is it now? That's going to be probably early November when I get back. I'm going to put something on the books. I'm renting a venue. I'm going to, you know, probably have Janice do the food. And yeah, like I mentioned, Brett's son works in balloons, so he's going to start working on the balloon arch. And I'm going to come back. You know, I've got quite a tan, because before Idaho, we drove up the coast, and, you know, we were hitting all the little beach towns. They were great. I got you girls some gifts, and then we made a hard right, and now we are in Idaho. So we're going to try to keep our eyes peeled out here for some, whatever they have out here, potatoes and bears. I got a jet. I love you ladies, and don't worry about me. I've been doing great, and just spread the word. Karen's happy.
That's, you know, the takeaway here.
Well, you know, I don't quite know how to maneuver through that message. I'm excited that she's found someone named Brett, who's apparently, you know, is a traveler, and he's, you know, but you know what they say about travelers, you know, they can't put their feet in one place. They've always got to be moving, you know, reminds me of the Roadrunner and the coyote, you know, and whenever I hear of someone who has a traveling home, who has a traveling van, you know, I think to myself, what are they running from? And maybe, you know, of course, some people aren't running from everything, anything, but some people are running from everything. And, you know, who's the Roadrunner? I'm going to be honest, it chills me to my bones that she was not aware of the question mark text. It chills me to my bones. And when I think about how that could have happened, I mean, she said it best, it's eerie. It's eerie. It chills me to my bones. You know, some people are scared by goblins and ghouls, and you know, when I hear something like this, you know, I basically hear the calls coming from inside the house. You know, that's kind of what I hear. I don't know how that could have happened. I mean, the question mark text has been plaguing me for weeks, and to hear that she had nothing to do with it makes me think, well, could it have been? Well, I don't even know. I don't even know. Because if her phone was not even on, I mean, this opens a whole new bag of crayons. You know, this puts a whole new mark of a bunch a whole new a check box of check marks on the page. You know, whatever you want to say, it just opens a whole new bag of crayons. Who sent the question mark text? You know, at the end of the day, I am so happy Karen's okay, because this was so many sleepless nights, and you know, so many me and you know, having Shauna on the show, and I even got, you know, some nasty letters saying that I was putting Shauna in a horrible place, and that Shauna, you know, was doing the best she could, and you know, I agree with all of that. I agree with all of that. Not that I was putting her in any place, because all I was trying to do was get to the bottom of it. You know, and when Mama Bear, you know, whenever someone says something about a Mama Bear, they think, oh, and her cubs, but you know, Mama Bear, and also, you know, the other, you know, if we're just using the forest, if Mama Bear looks out for her cubs, Mama Bear also looks out for the raccoon in the tree, you know, that she shares the tree with. And that's kind of what Karen is, you know, or the squirrel that, you know, kind of hops up on Mama Bear's shoulder every once in a while, and you know, they grab a, you know, an iced tea every once in a while. You know, that's who I see myself as, is that Mama Bear that kind of looks out for the forest. And I can't apologize for that, because that just comes from within. That's just part of my heart. And if anyone thinks that I was getting, you know, needling Shauna into, you know, when all I was trying to do was get some answers where no answers were given. And I thought, you know, this is where expectations can kind of get you. Because I thought with Karen reaching out, you know, if Karen could just give us one, you know, tell us she's okay. And she did that. And she did that. And here we are. And I have more questions than ever. The question mark text, you know, where, who could have, you know, is she's right? Is this some sort of government thing? Because I've never heard of someone being able to text with their phone off. You know, maybe it was something where she thought it was off, but you know, she sat on the keys of the phone. I mean, I can't, my mind wanders to a million places, you know, to a point where, you know, there's a man in a hood that comes into the Winnebago at night and grabs the phone and just starts pressing keys. You know, it gets to that point, which is scary as sin to me. But at the end of the day, you know, Karen's fine, and you know, part of me is furious that all this time she was just on a road trip. But the other part is saying, well, maybe she needed it. Maybe she needed it. And that's where the compassion comes in. And that's where I have to sit with myself and say, well, Lydia, it's not about you, obviously. It's not about you, obviously. But like I said, I'm exhausted. I thought I'd feel a lot differently. I just thought I'd feel a lot differently when I heard her voice. But, you know, it seems like it's no skin off her back, you know. And I just can't imagine. And I have yet to call Shauna to tell her, because I wonder if she called Shauna. You know, I really do. I wonder if she called Shauna to let her know, or if she was just waiting for me to tell Shauna. And I got this message 3 days ago. So maybe I should tell Shauna, just in case.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
But like I said, the diamonds and denim does sound fun though. But I am, you know, furious. But I also have compassion in my heart. But I am exhausted. And with that, on Bachelor in Paradise, there were, you know, Joe and Selena and the other ones. They all did well. And I wish them all the best, and it was quite a journey, and because I think I have to call the AT&T store and just say, you know, give them, you know, how does a text get sent if a phone is off? What does that mean? You know, that could be some sort of virus that comes, you know, some sort of internal virus in her phone of something, you know, this just, you know, in all honesty, this sounds like something, you know, the Joker would do to Batman. You know, this sounds like something sinister beyond belief, and to not be brushed off. And of course, part of me goes, well, let it go. And the other part goes, well, there's something very sinister here, and I don't want to implement this gentleman caller she's with, Brett. You know, I've never met him. Shauna saw him in the car when Karen dropped off the lasagna, and she said that, you know, she didn't see anything dark, that he was wearing, you know, quite a bright colored t-shirt. But part of me thinks, you know, is this something, you know, where he was turning off her phone and he was seeing people were trying to contact her, and he was, I don't know. And then maybe it has something to do with a family plan. I don't know. That's also crossing my mind of, you know, maybe if she's on a family plan with Bart, her ex, or Shauna, that maybe just them sending a question mark could, you know, to one of their friends, that could come from, you know, I don't know. You know, I'm not the scientist or the web designer, but like I said, Bachelor in Paradise was so much fun, and I had such a good time doing, you know, at least the parts that had to do with the show. And a friend of mine asked, well, would you watch it if you didn't have the podcast to do next time around? And I'd say, yes, of course, 100%. But as I said, you know, the whole Karen debacle really did put a shadow upon, you know, it eclipsed the experience, especially because I was supposed to do with Karen, and to not even mention that, you know, that she left me high and dry, to not even mention. But then again, you know, some people need, you know, boundaries are a big word I use when I talk to people that are looking to set up boundaries. Ooh, I just got the jitters. I think I had too much of my green tea. I got a ceremonial grade matcha. And I can kind of feel it in my blood. That being said, I hope, you know, I think what we've learned from this entire experience is to keep people close and know, you know, let's just check in with each other. Let's just check in with each other because, you know, people can really be affected by actions. Actions affect people. And I'm actually going to write that down because I think that's a good place to start at when I do, you know, when I do talks to talk about how your actions affect people. And even if you don't think they are, they are. And this has been quite a couple months. And I'm so excited for Karen that she's found someone and she's got her party coming up, her diamonds and denim. And I think that'll be fine. And that's so Karen, you know, so I don't, you know, I feel like maybe she's coming back into herself and this Brett gentleman's helping her, but then, you know, of course, we're all on our own path. Just as we saw in all these young couples in Bachelor in Paradise. All right. Well, I'm, you know, as I said, I just, you know, I'm out of the game for today. And that's why I told Alessandra to take the boys to get him out of the house, because I'm just going to be out of the game for the next day. So I think they may have gone to play at Dave and Buster's or something. You know, the boys love the game. They love the shoot 'em up games. They love them. They just love holding a, you know, when, because they can do that at home. You know, they've got their setup here with their Xbox, which we got them begrudgingly. You know, it was quite an ordeal to kind of figure out what the best game setup would be, and they've got that. But when you can take them to the place where they can actually, you know, hold the toy guns in their hands, they're beyond the moon. And all right, well, I'm gonna take this as a win for you know, this all's well that ends well, all's well that ends well. And the mysteries that, you know, I am just chilled to my bones about that question mark text. But, you know, this is the future. This is where we are. And, you know, sometimes I'll just look at my phone and I'll just think to myself, you know, am I staring into a black hole? And this just reaffirms that. This just reaffirms that. That's for darn sure. But that being said, this has been such a joy and such a gift, and I've enjoyed having each and every one of you on, you know, as I got to know the Bachelor in Paradise world. And, you know, it wasn't it great seeing love blossom in front of our very eyes? And, you know, there were some down spots with, you know, some of the players coming on with less than pure intentions. But then, you know, we got to see some beautiful love stories with Selena and Greg, or what was his name? Joe. Serena and Joe, excuse me. And Chad. And so, all right. Well, this has been wonderful. And keep, you know, hold your family close, hold your friends close, and thank you for going on this journey. And until next time. Oh, and if you want to hear more, you know, from me, you can just go listen to Let's Talk with Lydia Greengrass de Avila Dejo. That's a whole other show I've done. So go check that out. You might like that. But in the meantime, I'm going to take a Tylenol and just call it a day. Although it might be hard with the ceremonial matcha because this, I'm telling you, I can feel it in my blood. I feel like I could run a marathon. You know? All right. Well, this has been another episode of Let's Talk About Bachelor in Paradise. And thank you all. And, you know, may you all have peace in your hearts. Bye-bye.
Earios.
Powered by Acast.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.